Welcome to the Black and White Dating Show.
Yeah. So, so that's what it is. So I've always been kind of like oversexed, early access to women.
Oversexed.
Yeah. So it was. It just got to a point where. So now in my later years, right, where when I take a girl out on a date, I'm not really that pressed to try and get her back to my house to have sex because of.
You get classy.
Yeah, now I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'm just taking her out because I want to go to the new steakhouse that just opened.
That's good for the women nowadays for you, though. I mean, for them on their part, because you're actually genuinely wanting to hang out with them and there's nothing else involved, right?
I won't say that.
Just at first, okay. It's not the hormones taking over.
Yeah. That's not the first priority on my list like it used to be when I was younger. Now it's just kind of like, if I want to go to a new restaurant, I'll just call up a girl and be like, hey, what's up? What you doing this weekend? You want to go and make reservations? Let's go.
So do you have less dates now than you used to?
Less dates? We're always talking pre-COVID, of course. I am lazier now, where before it used to be a numbers game of like, how many phone numbers can I get? How many girls can I sleep with? And comparing notes with the fellas. Now it's just kind of like, if I see a girl and I meet her and I'll go out, I'll be like, yo, what's up? Let's get together for dinner or drinks or whatever.
Right.
So
I mean, after DJing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's not really, I don't know. It's just not the same. It's not the same priority that it. Sex isn't the same priority that it used to be. I'm very selective now about who I actually try to have sex with.
Well, that's also getting older too.
Yeah.
I know too much about things nowadays.
That too. Like now, you know, I heard y'all cats out there is. I heard y'all out there giving out that genital herpes, man. I heard y'all herping out there. You know?
Sometimes they're fun.
I heard y'all trading Jenny herps out there, man. What's up with them Jennies, you know?
Just clear the air. I've never had herpes.
Me neither. But I heard that's what y'all rocking with out there in 2021. You know, I heard this new generation is the herp generation. I heard they call y'all Valtrex.
Really? I thought it was chlamydia.
No, I heard it was.
That's
a
sneaky one, I hear.
Yeah, I heard that Jenny Herbs. I heard Valtrex stock is up. Y'all need to invest in Valtrex stock. I heard that stock is up. I heard y'all doing it out there. But I digress.
My gosh, herpes. I did make out with a girl once, and she had to tell me that she had herpes. And I was like, after that, I acted like a guy. I kind of hid in the bathroom. I was like, girl, take me home.
Yeah, see, it gets crazy.
Sucks. I'm sorry.
It does. All right. So that's me saying I don't pursue as much as I used to pursue. And I'm not as sex driven as. I'm saying it the wrong way. I'm a very sexual person, but I'm just not chasing girls for sex anymore. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So other than that, I mean, you know, it's still the same. It's still the same. But when I go out, I'm still trying to get as many phone numbers as possible. Right. I still see.
Well, I think that has to do with your ego and that's probably
just ego.
Make sure you still got it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, that's probably what it is. Because most of the girls I get phone numbers from, I'm gonna call them anyway. So that probably goes to ghosting and all that other stuff that y'all would call me for not doing that because it's kind of lame. I know, ladies, that's lame. Why would you get my number if you're not gonna call me? I get it. I know. I understand.
Sometimes though, I'm sure they're like. Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Yeah.
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, that's too. See, there you go. That's another thing. We'll talk about that one of these days too. When y'all just be giving guys phone numbers just to be nice, just so he would get away from you. Yeah. See.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice, and it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and then you know that's the guy that calls you, follows you around all night. I bought you one drink. Yeah, what's up? I'm still following you out in the club.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard the horror stories. Yeah. I've definitely heard the horror stories.
And that was the Black and White Dating Show.